You're listening to Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow. Up next, our favorite actress, mathematician, is back with a new book. You may know Danica McKellar as Winnie from The Wonder Years or from her work on The West Wing or even from her previous appearances on Science Friday. Danica's first two books, Math Doesn't Suck and Kiss My Math, have made it to the New York Times bestseller list, and they have helped countless girls navigate decimals and fractions. And occasionally, they come away with a better feeling about the math. We hope more than occasionally that anxiety goes away. She's put together a new book. It's called Hot X, Algebra Exposed, and it's subtitled Word Problems, Polynomials, Quadratic Equations, and More. Welcome back to Science Friday.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
And we have something else in common. Now, we're both guest stars on The Big Bang Theory.
I know. It's a great show.
Tell me how, what's different, third book, what's different about this book than your other two books?
Well, this is algebra.
Right.
This is the big kahuna. Yeah, exactly. The other two books are algebra readiness books, you could say.
Right.
This one really tackles algebra. Everything's in there, quadratic formula and completing the square and just, negative exponents,
right.
All the hard stuff. But I had a really fun time making the hard stuff accessible and putting it in the context of things that girls were already thinking about, like popularity and having a crush on a boy and shoes and shopping and all the other fun stuff that we girls have been obsessed with since the preteen years.
Hot X.
Yes.
Who came up with that?
Oh, my husband comes up with all the titles of my books. Hot X.
And the X meaning the X in algebra.
Of course.
Right?
X plays a large part in algebra.
Mm-hmm. Your sister, who is a lawyer, mm-hmm. has an essay in there on domestic violence. How is
yes.
that related to math?
Okay, so in these books, not only do I teach girls math, but I teach them about finding self-respect and the confidence that comes from feeling smart and capable. And I thought it was important to bring up the idea of choosing the right guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really important thing. Teenage girls these days are more and more getting lured into thinking they should dumb themselves down. And that's going to attract the wrong kind of guy. And it's serious. Mm-hmm. It's serious business. And because my sister's a lawyer, she's actually done a lot of pro bono work with women who have been in very bad situations and have had children that have been taken from them by abusive uh-huh. husbands. I mean, just horrible stories. And it's like, you know what, girls? Find your self-respect now. Don't dumb yourself down. Think of yourself as capable and worthy of finding a guy who's going to respect you, too. It's so important. I mean, and the confidence that you get from feeling smart and tackling something like mathematics, which is a challenge, right? Math is hard.
Right.
When you know that you can overcome challenges, you do gain that self-respect. And then you won't end up in a situation that you regret later on.
Yeah. There are some people who've said and read your books and say, you know what, while you're trying to draw girls in to be interested in math, you might be reinforcing some of the stereotypes that all teenage girls are boy crazy or they're fashionistas and things like the kinds of things you might not want to be reinforcing.
Well,
how do you react to that?
Yeah, the issue with that being a bad thing is if you think that you're supposed to be a fashionista at the expense of not also being smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's such an identification with being a fashionista and being boy crazy with being a ditz, which doesn't have to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, at that age, that is what girls are thinking about. It's what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be fashion crazy and boy crazy, and you can be all those things. You can be obsessed with makeup and hair products and, you know, your appearance, and still be absolutely making smart life decisions and work on your smarts, develop your smarts by studying something like math, and then you'll make much better decisions on the brands of clothing that you buy or whatever it is. If you want to, you know, maybe take the environment into account. There's tons of anything in life is made better from feeling smart and capable. And mathematics is the best tool I've found to develop those feelings.
Well, this certainly is what we might call in the old days a girly book, a girly girl's book. But you do hear from boys.
I do.
I saw you had a few letters from boys.
Oh, I get emails all the time. Yes, from boys.
And what do they say?
They say things like, oh, okay, so your books are kind of girly, but I mean, now I understand decimals better. I finally understand how to solve for X, so thanks. And then a lot of them say, too, that they actually understand how girls think better now.
Interesting.
I mean, let's face it. Some men read Cosmo because they want to get an insight into women. Same thing for teenage boys in my books.
Well, and teenage girls are a little ahead of boys.
In some respects.
In their maturity at those young teenage ages, aren't they?
It seems that way, yes.
And so it might be, you may be talking to somebody who's more receptive than the boys who are still, Lord knows what they're thinking about at 13, 14.
Yeah. I certainly don't know what they're thinking about. I know girls really well. Boys are a mystery still.
Well, you also recommend in your book that girls keep a journal. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Absolutely. Journal keeping for me was a huge part of my development of self-awareness at that age. I could write my feelings out and express them because, you know, that feeling, especially for girls, just like boys are going through their own hormonal changes and they've got testosterone and it makes them want to play violent video games. And mm-hmm. for girls, we have a lot of hormonal changes at that time, too. And they're rushing through our body and they make us have all these feelings. And some of them feel really irrational. In fact, I teach them in the context of irrational numbers. I mean, I talk about this stuff in that context. And you need to have the ability, a safe place like a journal, where you can right. write down all the feelings you're having, no matter if they make sense or not. And then you can sort of sort through them and pull out the stuff that does make sense from the stuff that doesn't. And I, in fact, talk about that in the chapter of reducing radical expressions, where you actually pull out literally the rational part from the irrational part.
1-800-989-8255, and there are lots of those. Let's go to Zan in Grinnell, Iowa. Is that where?
Oh, hi.
Hi
yes.
There.
I was definitely not a girly girl in junior high, and didn't like math until I went to college, actually. But I think that maybe earlier on we could teach it, emphasizing a social aspect, because I think girls are more relational at
yes.
an early age than boys. And I have in my head a series of videos where the numbers and the letters like X's and Y's are characters, and they interact and they play games. Mm-hmm. And so if people got invested in the drama of math through thinking of them as characters and that they could speak, then I think that would be, they would establish a relationship, and then when they got to the teenage years or the, you know, middle school years, that they would already have them as friends. So.
Well, you're right. I mean, relationships, that's what girls are obsessed with. Relationships with their friends, relationships with themselves, relationships with boys. And that is definitely, I mean, you're totally right. That's definitely something that girls want to be thinking about and can relate to. And I mean, I teach the quadratic formula with a story, in fact, about this girl named Betty who's in a bad mood. And it's just what you're talking about. I make the symbols of the quadratic formula into characters themselves. You know, the 2A on the bottom of the fraction is actually these two snobby girls named Abigail and Anastasia.
And you find that works. And you find that works.
Somebody
it
could
does.
Come downstairs dressed as an improper fraction right. going out on a date.
Exactly.
And, you know, the mother says, you are not going out of the house until you make yourself proper.
Well, you know, it's funny. And actually, in Math Doesn't Suck, I talk about if you were improper at a tea party, you might knock over the table because you're too heavy on top. It's exactly, you're totally right. We're great minds think alike.
Wow.
Yep.
High
totally.
Concept.
Absolutely. It's great. Great stuff.
So you use the phraseology and the terminology in all its different aspects. There's a human side and there's the number side. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's all about relationships for girls. Yep.
Wow. Zan, do you teach math at all?
Well, I used to teach economics. Now I farm. But
nice.
I really... You know, it wasn't until somebody explained, I used to do philosophy, I had a long life, and when somebody explained math in words, and I thought, well, if I can understand Heidegger, why can't I understand math?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what caused me, I just don't think we say it in words, and we don't unleash the magic of it.
Right, absolutely. It's all the way it's presented. Math is the language of the world, so you can speak about anything with that language, and you can make it relatable in any way you want. You know,
yeah.
if you've got a creative teacher, and I really believe it. I mean, I had different teachers, and one teacher would explain something, and it just felt so dry. Somebody else could present the same topic in a colorful, interesting way with stories. Completely different.
Thanks for calling, Zan.
Thank you. Sorry, I shouldn't go on. But I'm a mother, and I noticed that kids on the playground make up rules
yes,
for games
totally.
Every day.
Yep.
So why would the making up of rules for math not? Why would that be foreign and scary?
Right.
It shouldn't be. It should be just like a playground game.
But we're seeing more and more girls going into math and science now. I mean, if you look at sciences, you see that in the science contest winners, whatever, they're all girls at the top of these lists. They're getting interested.
Yeah, they're getting there. We're getting there.
Thanks, Zan. 1-800-989-8255. Talking with Danica McKellar, author of Hot X, Algebra Exposed, and if you want to, you want an interesting way, you want, you got some girls, some kids, some teachers, you want to teach them algebra. This is the third part. And what was the hardest part? Algebra is a hard subject.
Yeah, yeah. No, this was definitely the hardest book to write, the most time consuming, because there's so much to cover. Algebra is a big topic, and I wanted to make sure that among all the fun, friendly way that I was describing things and relating things, I wanted to make sure that anybody taking algebra, whether you're 13 to 15 years old or you're an adult, reads this book and you're getting A's. You just get it. It's solid. Nobody's going to give you a problem that's too hard because you've already done it and you feel like a champ.
There you go. Kristen, and is it Camas, Washington?
Yeah, that's right.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Hi. Listen, first of all, thank you, Danica. I have a 13-year-old daughter about to be 14 who absolutely loves your books.
Yay.
And we're going to be getting this one as well.
Oh, great.
But I did hear you say earlier, and I've heard you say it before, math is hard. And I took algebra in the sixth grade. I had an aptitude for math. I know there are thousands of girls who do. We used to joke about Barbie that said, math is hard.
Oh,
I think
I remember
we need
that.
To stop telling girls that math is hard, because there are plenty of girls who get it, who are great at it. Went on to get a degree in engineering and a master's degree.
Yep.
You know what? Math isn't that hard.
You know what? Math is hard, and you're just kick-ass, and that's why you can do it. And believe me, I am not saying math is hard for girls. That is not what I'm saying. Math is a challenging subject for just about everyone, except for some brilliant people like you. But you know what?
I'm an anomaly, you know, in the female community.
Not at all.
And we do tend to... that seems to be presented to girls, math is hard, more than to boys.
Well, you're right that a lot of teachers will tell girls that math is going to be too hard for them. And one of my main messages is that tackling things that are hard, that are thought of as hard or challenging, is actually one of the most important things to do, because then you have overcome a challenge. If math were easy for everyone, then it wouldn't be a skill-building tool. And as it is, these books show girls that when you tackle something that has been hard for you and you overcome that, you are now stronger, you've got more self-confidence, you've got more internal fortitude, and that's going to follow you in every part of your life.
All right. Thanks for calling. Good luck to you, Kristen.
Thanks.
1-800-989-8255. We have a tweet that came in from Still Morning Air who says, would these books be good for my 49-year-old mother?
Sure.
Who wants to go back to school but is scared of math.
Oh, absolutely. I would definitely start with the first book, Math Doesn't Suck, and then Kiss My Math, and then Hot X Algebra Exposed. They really build on each other. And I've gotten so many emails from adults saying, I can't believe it. I never thought I could go back and study math. And your books have given me the confidence to do that. And now I get it. And it's been wonderful.
And so where do you go from algebra? Are we moving into calculus after this one? Where do you go from algebra?
I guess geometry will probably be next.
Oh, geometry. That was my favorite subject.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know how far up I'll go after that. It would be algebra 2, I suppose.
Right.
And although there is some algebra 2 in this book.
Right.
Keeps going.
Talking with Danica McKellar, author of Hot X Algebra Exposed on Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow, enjoying all of these books that you write. Let's see if we can get a call or two in here from some more listeners. Let's go to Richard in San Antonio. Hi, Rich.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that I just finished reading the Millennium Trilogy by Stieg Larsson. And the heroine, Elizabeth Salander, she develops an interest in mathematics, and it becomes kind of her hobby. And along with all the other talents that she has, she spends a good deal of her time studying mathematics and solving, I think it's called the Fermat solution.
Fermat's equation, yeah.
And towards the end of the book, the second book, The Girl Who Plays With Fire, kind of implies that she solves the problem. But
that's pretty good.
I just want to make that comment.
All right, thanks for calling. But it's interesting, the point you're making, Richard, is that the heroine is a math geek in the book.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, and we're seeing, as you were saying, you were on the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing, I think, science and math bubbling up from the population now. Instead of people having to convince people in popular culture to talk about these topics,
right?
they're now realizing there's a lot of interest out there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, geek chic, is that what they say?
Geek chic.
The one thing we have to be careful of, though, is that we make sure that we're not reinforcing stereotypes along the way.
Right.
Because let's face it, Big Bang Theory is a really fun show, but it does reinforce stereotypes. As fun as they are to watch.
Well, your books are very popular.
Yes.
They're on the New York Times bestseller list, and that shows that there are girls out there who are willing to read them.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, no. And the response has been just absolutely amazing. It's fulfilled my wildest dreams. I remember when I first wrote Math Doesn't Suck, I didn't know if it was going to do well or not. And I remember thinking, you know, if it just helps a few girls feel more confident in math, I'd be so happy. And then, like, New York Times bestseller list and everything's flooding in and it just countless girls. I've been able to reach countless girls. It's the best feeling. And as much fun as acting is,
right,
this feels like what I was put on this planet to do.
And we talked about this last time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is, you know, the career path for you. Instead of just acting, you have another avocation.
This, I mean, Hollywood's great, but this is way more fulfilling.
And besides, you're pregnant, right?
Yes, yes.
And when is the baby due?
Mid-September.
Wow.
Coming up.
She'll have plenty of time.
Right.
To write another math book, right?
Well, I think so.
I don't know. You know, having a kid. I have three of them, so having a kid could take a lot of time. But
yeah.
I'm sure you'll find time to work in another math book when it's...
I'll figure it out as I go along.
That's
the plan.
It might be algebra, too. I want to see you do one on calculus.
Calculus?
One of my favorite topics, but one of my hardest topics to get through, you know. But when I did learn it, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I understood why it was around. And
I love infinity. I love anything that has to do with infinity. And calculus and pre-calculus, limits. You know, I remember when we first studied limits.
Right.
Wow, what a cool topic.
Now, you come out with a book for girls on calculus. There used to be a book called Hurricane Calculus that it's out of print, tried to explain calculus in simple terms. It was good. There's not, I don't think, a great book on calculus for kids.
Okay, well, you know,
all right.
If I keep going in order, it might take a few years to get to calculus.
There's no rush. Danica McKellar is with us. Thank you for taking time to be with us, and good luck on your upcoming birth, hopefully
in
a month from now.
I know.
Danica McKellar, author of Hot X, Algebra Exposed. Great read, as always. And highly recommend if you got some girls in the family, if you're a teacher and you want to have some other way of explaining math in a different way to your kids. Great read. Thanks again, Danica.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about unlocking your phone and your DVDs, a new regulation that allows you now to unlock your iPhone and other things legally, and what that means for you. We'll have Lawrence Lessig will be with us to talk about the new rulings on that. So stay with us. We'll be right back after the short break.